One in five Americans, they live with mental illness. They're not alone. There is help. The National Alliance on Mental Illness is there for them with many different types of support. And so we are joined by NAMI today. With us is Paul Stansbury. He is a board chair at South Bay. Did I get that right, Paul?
The president of NAMI South Bay.
And then Brittany Weissman is the executive director of NAMI LA County. Big place, big job.
Very true.
Yes. Nationally, NAMI is helping people in 1,200 different places, 1,200 different affiliates, right?
Yeah. So NAMI is a national organization. We have headquarters in Arlington, Virginia, and there are 1,200 affiliates, maybe more now, throughout the country that kind of deliver the same programs and services and supports to people living with mental illness, their family and their friends. And here in LA County, because we're so large, we have 12 such affiliates, and we're in places like the Antelope Valley, Pomona Valley, South Bay, San Fernando Valley, Santa Clarita Valley, you know, all the places and nooks and crannies in LA.
And you are practically neighbors to us where you're at, NAMI, where you're at, down the street on Wilshire Boulevard.
Absolutely.
So, very close to us. So NAMI's been doing this since 1979, working with people since...
Yes, I think the original roots go back even further, but that's, I think, the town they formally organized in 1979.
Right. And now here you are, national. And so can we talk a little bit first about stigma? Because this is part of what people have to deal with in their families. And it keeps people from seeking help and talking about it. Tell us a little bit about NAMI and stigma and how you work with that.
Well, let me start with that. I think our family goes back. Our son was away in college going back 17 years ago. It was the Y2K year 2000. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, we got a call from him, which he was talking about these weird thoughts, delusions. And so we had no idea what was going on, had no concept that he might have a mental illness. We got him home and got him to see a psychologist, still didn't know what was happening. But then he had his first break, and we just were in total shock. We had no idea what was happening. We were in chaos. I just never thought about one of our sons having a mental illness. And part of that was because of stigma. We just didn't really understand it. And then we didn't really reach out and for a while because we were... ashamed a little bit and not sure what was happening. And so we kept it sort of quiet. But then finally we found NAMI. She helped us to know there are other families who have some of the same challenges. As you mentioned in your first remarks, one in five persons have a mental illness. So it's pretty pervasive, just that we don't talk about it a lot and don't know what's happening. And so that's because the changes in the understanding of mental illness have changed a lot in the last 20 years. So we're fortunate to know that. So NAMI helps us know we're not alone and they have programs to support us.
Right, right, which is great because stigma can be a barrier to getting treatment. Like you said, I touched your family. And that's not uncommon, right? Many people will experience this through a family member or a friend, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It's pervasive. And mental illness doesn't know any color lines. It doesn't know any income lines, no ethnicity or racial lines. Mental illness does not discriminate. And so folks of any background can experience a mental health challenge, like Paul said. And the idea is that now with more celebrities bringing to light their challenges with mental health conditions, we have folks like Demi Lovato. Actually, Mayim Bialik was a champion for NAMI LA County this last year with regard to raising funds and awareness for NAMI in LA County. Lady Gaga just disclosed that she had PTSD, I think, last week. And so you have folks kind of normalizing the conversation and showing people by their daily lives that you can be successful, you can live a very full, well-rounded, very fulfilling life with mental illness.
Right. What are some of the disorders, mental disorders, you know, that you see commonly? Are they OCD, depression? Can you name some of them?
Well, I think
Paul?
Certainly a good point. Schizophrenia is one comes to mind. Is, you know, this is one reason why there's a difficulty. The average onset of schizophrenia is around 19. Mm-hmm. So oftentimes when you're in the adolescent years or teenage years, a lot of things going on. It's hard to differentiate what's going on. But the signs of the mental illness may be showing up as early as 14. But you have schizophrenia onset is 19 is the average. It can be later or earlier. Bipolar, also known as manic depressive, tends to be onset around 24. But then you also have depression, which is a major. It's not just a psychological where you're down. This is a major depression where you can't function. And then you have the anxiety disorders like OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. And then you also have other social anxiety disorders, which also affect borderline personality disorders and other types of those disorders. So a lot of anxiety disorders and the same problems of dealing with how do you function in life with those disorders.
Well, I was wondering if... lifestyle has changed people when you're talking about anxiety disorders. Does that have anything to do with it? You know, pressure, the way our society is today, does that create more instances?
Well, I think stress is one of the causes for problems. No one knows quite sure why some people with the same genetic makeup get the mental illness and some don't. Well, it's stress or some other issues happen, but certainly stress is a problem, and the urban lifestyle is certainly a concern. And I think people with anxiety disorders have to find ways to deal with treatment. And we talk about medications, but there's also importance of psychosocial treatment, how to compensate for that. They're learning a lot about that. And even like with depression, there's less emphasis on medication and more upon dealing with psychosocial treatment, whether it be cognitive behavioral therapy or dialectical behavioral therapy, and dealing with those issues. Medication is still important, but the psychosocial is also important.
Mm-hmm. So there are a couple of different components that go into the treatment. And Brittany, can you tell us, NAMI, some of the services offered, the support, how you work with people? I know you have several different programs.
Absolutely. So NAMI is there at every step of the journey for somebody experiencing mental illness, or their family or their friends experiencing it, or noticing that there's some strange or unusual behavior happening. We have programs in the schools for students themselves in a health class in junior high or high school. We come in and talk with them about what the early signs and symptoms may be and how to reach out for help, how to think about their friends in that context. We have programs for the teachers or the school personnel that help them understand what to do if they notice some behavior like that. We have Family to Family, which is an evidence-based program offered over 12 weeks. We meet every week for about a couple hours over 12 weeks to discuss the signs and symptoms, how to communicate with our loved ones, some ways to advocate for the health of our loved ones. And we also have a basics class for 6 weeks, which is dedicated for parents and caregivers of children that are experiencing mental illness. We have things like Ending the Silence and In Our Own Voice, where we send people with mental illness who are in recovery out to do programming and presentations to people to show that, you know, they can live successful, productive lives, even though they've had some really down and dark days in their past. Mm-hmm. One of the programs we're very excited about is that this year we've been working with the law enforcement agencies throughout the county, like the Sheriff's Department, LAPD, smaller police departments, to provide some training to their officers and deputies about what it's like to have mental illness, our disturbing behaviors, what we're doing when we're feeling a little better, what it's like to take medication, what it might be like if my parent calls 911 on me, what to expect, things like that. So that's been very encouraging that the law enforcement community is looking to us to expand their thinking on what it's like to deal with people with mental illness.
That is encouraging, because you can really help them to recognize the signs and not have misunderstandings,
right? Because law enforcement typically encounters people with mental illness on that person's worst day. You know, they're very symptomatic, or they can't keep it together one way or the other. And law enforcement sees that again and again, instead of the stories of hope and recovery. I've got a job. I've got a boyfriend. I cook dinner for my family. You know, I'm going out to the movies later. And they don't see the kinds of successes, the everyday successes of our families and our loved ones. Mm-hmm. And so this helps round out their perspectives.
That's great. Yeah. And classes are free, right? These classes that you were talking about.
Yeah, all of NAMI programming is offered at no cost to the public. We do a lot of fundraising through a NAMI walk that we hold every October. In 2017, our walk is on October 7th. Mm-hmm. And essentially, it's a stigma-busting campaign. We do fundraising. We have close to 5,000 attendees. It's very exciting. We had Mayim Bialik and also actress Carly Chenkin was our MC this year. Very exciting. And it's a way to kind of get out the word that we are not alone. This is very pervasive. Mm-hmm. We should elevate the conversation. It should be no different than talking about somebody who's experiencing cancer or diabetes. It's very treatable, very manageable, and we hope to spread the word that there's help and there's hope.
Also, I was going to add that we were very fortunate in California that some years ago they passed the Mental Health Services Act. We work very close with the LA County Department of Mental Health, and they do a lot of the programs to help deal with the people's mental illness, including they've done a real good job under the Senate Bill 82, where they formed mental health evaluation teams with law enforcement. So working with that and trying to get everyone together. So these mental health evaluation teams are expanding throughout LA County, and they do a very good job of working with people with mental illness, where you have a mental health professional and a law enforcement officer working together to deal with the issue. And that's we're seeing great results with that so far.
side by side they're working. Do you have the same classes then? If people want to find the classes or go get educated, do you have a schedule, Paul?
Well, we have on a website, we have a schedule of classes and we can be contacted. So we all the NAMIs usually have a play way to contact, and we almost all have NAMI websites you can contact in your area. So you could just Google NAMI San Gabriel Valley or NAMI South Bay and you'd have that. Or we can be contacted through NAMI LA County.
Mm-hmm. Our website is NAMILACC.org, and on that page you'll see a local affiliates page which contains contact information for the 12 affiliates in LA County.
Because there are 12 here, so there's one close to you.
Yeah, we're everywhere.
Yeah. And then the walks come up, NAMI walks, and like you said, it comes up in October for LA County. Also, there's the campaign hashtag #IStopStigma.
Yeah, so that's a campaign out of NAMI National where we're hoping it catches on that, you know, you stop stigma by wearing a lapel pin that says, you know, I am stigma free, or engaging in a conversation with a friend that you know is not doing so well right now, or, you know, disclosing to your friends or your family that you have been struggling yourself.
So you can participate, anyone can, and you can just go to hashtag #IStopStigma by, is that it? It's hashtag
right.
#IStopStigma by. And Paul, what else would you like to tell us about NAMI, about the support services and what you do?
Well, we have we mentioned the programs. There's also the support groups. And I think one of the things that's important is that we connect with other families, and by getting together, we are able to help each other out. And so the support groups, I think, are very valuable. And they go on almost every week throughout the year. And NAMI South Bay, we have one every week someplace. And we also have them in Spanish and also in Japanese. Mm-hmm. So we're able to reach out to different groups to understand their different cultural differences also, and try to reach them in their vernacular and also in terms of their cultural differences and so forth. So we're very mindful of that. And the other NAMIs reach other support groups.
Do you reach out to veterans also specifically?
We do. We've been working with the Veterans Association. NAMI, there's a VA in Long Beach. We meet with them and try to work with them to refer veterans. And the NAMI San Gabriel Valley has a special program, the Home Front, which they reach out to veterans.
And Brittany, how can people get involved to volunteer, donate? What are some of the ways that we can get involved?
Well, donations are always welcome, but the way that we'd like folks to be involved is to start disclosing to their families, to their loved ones, to start spreading the word that mental illness affects them in some way, so that we start normalizing the conversation and that it's not so different than any other illness and it's not so untreatable. In fact, it's quite the opposite. It's very treatable. And so we want to change the conversation. We want to make it more available. What we offer, our support, how inclusive we are, and so kind of shifting the culture there.
You're not alone. We're here to help. We've had some of the same challenges, and through us working together, we feel we can do much better. And we need to get support. Just final clause, one of our big issues is mental health parity. We believe that mental health is a civic right. It's a civil right which we need to support, and we want to be with people there to make sure they get their civil rights of treatment through the insurance. And so that's one of our issues we're trying to work on.
Thank you for everything that you guys are doing through NAMI, supporting the community and helping to create awareness and getting the stigma taken out of this issue of mental illness.
There's hope, there's help, and there's NAMI.